Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Ash Wednesday. It is the beginning of our Lenten season. It's a solemn moment in our church year. It's a time when, in the quiet of perhaps a winter's night, we pause alone to take stock of who you really are. What truly resides in your heart? It's a sorrowful season. We concentrate on the suffering of our Lord. And it makes us think that at this time in the year, we as Christians should strive to do better. We desire to be more, perhaps, righteous. Certainly before our Lord and Savior we want to be, but how does that righteousness come about? Now, here's the dangerous part of this. As you heard from Matthew, Jesus says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. If righteousness is nothing more than a show, outward acts that you do may be meant to impress someone. Jesus says flat out and plainly to us tonight, it doesn't count. It doesn't count at all before our Lord. At this time of the year, if we're honest, we try to emulate someone who may have looked better. Well, that certainly brings to mind a group called the Pharisees. They looked a lot better. They appeared deeply religious. They prayed eloquently. They were people who fasted in public. And they were admired, quite honestly, by all. By all. Except one person. His name was Jesus. He called them hypocrites. Why? Because while their actions looked holy, their hearts were far from God. Their righteousness was external, but their hearts were turned inward on behalf of themselves. What we do and who we are should reflect what we're about. Our outward action should flow from your heart. Jesus wants us to confront a difficult truth. And the truth of it is this: He is not impressed by what you do and your appearance. He's searching for authenticity. Authenticity in the heart of the believer. The Lord weighs not only, he doesn't really care what you do or say, but he wants to know, why are you doing it? Why do you act the way you do? And that brings us to an uncomfortable truth tonight. For each of us sitting here, we're all sinners. We are not sinners, and it's clear. I want you to understand this. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because you are a sinner. It's your nature to sin. You were conceived. You were born into sin. And when you sin, you're simply acting out in accordance with your fallen nature. But you know, that's why Jesus came. That's the reason he died on that cross. He didn't come. He didn't come here so that you could improve yourself, maybe. He came here and died because of who you are. He went to the cross. He didn't die for righteous people. He died for miserable, low sinners. That's who he died for. We're saved. That's truth. And you can repeat this as well as I can because you've heard it so many times. You're saved not by your works. You're saved by grace. You're saved by faith. You're saved by Christ. That's the answer. That's who we are. Martin Luther called it in Latin. You'll like this. This is your Latin for today. Simul justus et peccator, which means you're a sinner, but you're also a saint at the exact same time. Now that will boggle your mind. You're a saint even though daily we struggle with sin. I read an article from a fellow by the name of Reverend McPike. He wrote this: the season of Lent gives us an opportunity to take a careful look at our lives. Who are you? We are God's saints, I can assure you of that. Yet each time we sin, we act contrary to who God has declared us to be. God calls you to be authentic. He calls us to be genuine, to live as the saints he has already made us through Christ. You heard the reading in Matthew 6. Jesus speaks of giving, praying, and fasting. Not as performances, but as acts of faith done before the Father, who sees in secret. Lent is not about impressing others. It's not about just ashes on your forehead. It's done for you to think about. It's about returning to the Lord this time of the year with a honest heart, honestly, trusting not in ourselves, but in his mercy. Now, the people of Israel, 1500 BC, yeah, found themselves knocked to their knees by the Egyptians. They had been in slavery for years with crushing labor. They were completely worn down, and then the Pharaoh ordered that every infant boy should be cast into the Nile. It broke their hearts. They had no power. All they had left was a prayer. But the Lord heard them. And he did not turn a deaf ear. He heard them. He heard their cries. He remembered his covenant and came to save them. And tonight, kind of like the children of Israel, we also find ourselves, at times, we're brought low. We face disappointment. Sometimes you are involved in pain. Sometimes we have to go and get ourselves repaired and fixed and put together. We face a world of lies, of gossip, violence. We're broke by sin. We battle the devil. We battle the world, and you battle your own self every day. And sometimes all you can do is pray. It's all we got. And sometimes, and I understand this, but there's a great message here. Sometimes we feel so overwhelmed that we cannot. I don't know if you've ever been here where you can't pray. It's so confusing. All you can do is go help. All you can do is make sounds. And that's when God says, listen to me. The Holy Spirit will take every sound, every hurt, everything about you you can't talk about. And he can talk about it to me because I get it. Now, you got to remember, we've been doing that since some of you were little bitty kids. But you know what? God heard all of the prayers you had as children, and he still remembers every one of them. He never forgot a one. Jesus, I can assure you, knows what's going on. No matter where you want to go in this world, he knows what's going on. He knows the struggles. He knows our sins. He knows something else. He knows something else even more important. All of the sins of everyone in this room have been atoned for. The ashes you received tonight remind us of who we are. We're dust. That's who we are. We're sinners. We're mortal. But they also point us each to Christ, who has taken our sins upon himself. We believe in Christ because you're forgiven. You believe in Christ because you've been set free. You believe in Christ because God made you a saint, and to him be all glory, now and forever.